This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI This Week. Let's get to a preview of The Guardian this week. Saturdays, noon Eastern, 12 p.m. for that reading show. Don Dickinson is the producer of the program and joins us now to let you know about a couple of the interesting articles you can hear. Hey, Don, how are you?
I am good, Dave. Very good.
I think I had a little slip there as I welcomed folks back. I think I called it AMI This Week, a show that I haven't been on in like 5 years, and yet somehow still built into the lexicon of my tongue. Don, let's
jump. Early.
It's early. It's always early. Don, let's jump into a study here for your first article about car crashes and women's health and injuries that women are facing. In fact, women twice as likely to end up being injured in a car crash. So what are some of the finer details of this research?
Well, I found this really fascinating. Not only are they twice as likely, to be trapped, but they're also receiving different types of injuries when they have these car crashes. The research, the first large UK study to compare sex differences in injury patterns and collision, could help vehicle manufacturers improve car design and safety features to reduce rates of injury in both sexes. Mm. It also strengthens calls for the inclusion of more biologically accurate crash test dummies in simulations of vehicle collisions to investigate their impact on women. So yeah, a double factor there that's very, very crucial.
Dawn, you mentioned this was the biggest study of its kind. What instigated it?
Well, Professor Tim Nutbeam, I love that name, an emergency medicine consultant at University Hospitals Plymouth, and colleagues were motivated to carry out the study after reading Carolyn Perez's best-selling book, Invisible Woman, which highlighted how women were more likely to be seriously injured in car crashes because crash test dummies are modeled on the average male height and the average male weight.
So in the end, how did they conduct this study? I'm always interested by methodology.
Yeah, so to investigate, they looked at data from 70,000 patients admitted to major trauma centers and units in the UK from January 2012 all the way to December 2019. They found that although men were more likely to be involved in serious crashes and admitted to hospital, 16% of women became trapped in the wreckage versus only 9% of men. Women also sustained more hip and spinal injuries, whereas men suffered more head, chest, face, and limb injuries. The research was published in the BMJ Open. So they really found distinct differences, and that's what I found very interesting, Dave. Now, you know, being my size, because I'm just shy of 6 foot, and, you know, I would probably fall in the male category when it came to those injuries, right? But, you know, most women aren't, so.
Yeah, that's the recommendation, Don, that I think you mentioned kind of in the first answer, which says we need to be more up to date in using these crash test dummies that are more biologically representative, which will then allow car designers to design better seat belts, better seats, better airbags, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, it falls into that category that we're always talking about, Dave, where most of the research in all fields is done in a sort of male-oriented way, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously that's changing in medicine now. You know, they're doing more studies of like how heart attacks affect females versus males and things like that. But it's something that has to be looked into basically in all fields.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Don, we go from a very important story to something that's a teensy bit lighter, unless I suppose the person involved in this trade is listening. There is a story here about a painting called Black Truck by Nova Scotian artist Maud Lewis. The painting, 50 years old, but getting a little bit of buzz recently. Don, why is this story so buttered up?
Oh, I love this story. Black Truck was by Nova Scotia artist Maude Lewis. And I was going to say we all know Maude, but I mean, I'm hoping that most Canadians know Maude.
There was a movie about her in 2017, as I recall.
Yes. And that movie brought huge exposure to her work. And that, of course, contributed to this particular story, because this painting sold for 10 times its assessed value, setting a new high mark for a painter whose popularity has basically surged in recent years. Lewis lived in poverty most of her life, unfortunately, and her output as a painter declined in her final years as the effects of rheumatoid arthritis took hold. But while she was painting, her and her husband often sold paintings by the roadside to tourists visiting Nova Scotia. Her distinct and cheery work did not receive international acclaim until decades after her death.
So one of these roadside sales ended up being pretty low stakes. Tell me about how a sandwich comes into play here.
Oh, this was just so Canadian, you know. Irene Dumas, who as a young chef acquired the work in exchange for a grilled cheese sandwich. She and her husband Tony had an arrangement with the artist John Kinnear that in exchange for grilled cheese sandwiches at lunchtime, they would be able to choose from a selection of small paintings by Kinnear and in some cases some of his friends. One morning in 1973, Kinnear brought in a series by Maude, who he had a relationship with. And of course, it had a very distinctive look to it. And she liked it and she purchased it but traded it, for this sandwich. Among them was, of course, this one called Black Truck. And it hung in Irene Dumas's house for 5 decades.
Wow.
Okay. So, and then, of course, came up for sale and did amazingly well. So I think we're going to see a lot more coming out of a lot more of these particular stories coming out of Nova Scotia, because I'm sure she was quite prolific when she was painting. So I'm sure there's probably little paintings hanging in little houses all over Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that bread was artisan and the cheese was pretty bougie, because it turned out to be a pretty expensive sandwich. It's kind of like the story of the guy who gave 2 bitcoins for a Domino's pizza about 10 years ago, and those 2 bitcoins now worth like tens of thousands of dollars. So, you know, that's how these things go sometimes, Don. We get in these speculative trades. Hey, Don, have a great day, have a great long weekend, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks very much, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.